So weeny beeny beeny teeny, come zee see. Het wis if you newt. Listen, listen, I am doing it. Hark, the corn entreats, and the larpnuts piddle. It was of a night late, lang time agone, in an old stain eld, when Adam was delvin' and his madamen spinnin' water stilts, when Mulk Mount he naughty man was everybody, and the first leal river robber that ever had her ain way everybody to his love-staking eyes, and everybody lived alone with everybody else, and Jar van Hoother had his burnt head high up in his lamp-house, laying cold hands on himself. And his two little Jiminies, cousins of Arn, Christopher and Hillary, were kick-a-heeling their dummy on the oil-cloth floor of his home-rag, castle and earthen house. And, be Dermot, who come to this the keep of his inn only the niece of his in-law, the prank queen? And the prank queen pulled a rosy one and made her wit foreninst the dower. And she lit up, and fire then was ablaze. And spoke she to the dower in her petty Perusian, mark the wands, why do I am a look alike the posse of Porter Peace? And that was how the skirtmishes began. But the dower handworded her grace in Deutsch Nassau, shut. So her grace O'Malice, kid snapped up the Jiminy Christopher, and into the shandy westernesses she rain. And Jarl van Hoother war list after her with soft dove skulls. Stop, beef, stop, come back to my ear and stop. But she sweared it to him, unlikelihood. And there was a bran o' whale that same Sabaoth night of falling angles somewhere in Irio. And the prank queen went for her 40 years' walk and Torly Mond, and she washed the blessings of love spots off the Jiminy with soap Sulliver Suttles, and she had her four owlers masters for to touch him his tickles, and she converted him to the one sure all good, and he became a looter man. So then she started to rain and to be red tom and be red tom. She was back again at Jarl von Hoother's, in a brace of samers, and the Jiminy with her in her pinafrond lace at night at another time. And where did she come but to the bar of his bristlery? And Jarl von Hoother had his barthole bruised heels drowned in his cellar malt, shaking warm hands with himself and the Jiminy Hillary. And the dummy in their first infancy were below on the tear sheet, ringing and coughing like broader in his theatre.